This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Welcome back to the DJV program. If you're just joining us, hello. Welcome into this Wednesday adventure in life, liberty, the pursuit of knowledge. Very valuable. I think our time is valuable. I think that we have lots and lots of dreams and manifestations and things that we want to accomplish. And I always ask everybody, past and present, whether they have fulfilled their heart's desire. There's something about the astrology today, and we sort of noticed it's a little funky day. All the ladies here, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, they seem a little funky. I don't actually. Sometimes my energy is different than yours. Sometimes we're all on the same page. I have a clean bill of health according to the cardiologist that read my CAT scan. I have another 5 years of having no expectation of any incident.
So, ladies, 5 years
before your next oil change.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's one of the benefit of having somebody like Ken. Always know what's going on. Then my philosophy is always know what's going on in your body. Try to be on top of it so that you can make, you know, there's no perfection. There's a little bit of calcium on one of the valves in my heart that feeds into the aorta, but it isn't life-threatening. As a matter of fact, this guy, when he looked at the CAT scan, said, the same old thing I get from all the doctors. For somebody your age, I always love to see that. Yes, you're in fine shape for somebody your age. Okay, so let's get to what is on our minds today. It's hard to get away from the situation in Ukraine. The president's going there. Is this about diplomacy? They don't expect diplomacy to work. Do they? What do I mean?
No, I think this is strategic, right? I think this is meeting with the NATO partners and saying, all right, look, if he keeps pushing this, he's already, you know, 10 miles from Poland. What's our next plan of attack going to be, or what's our defense going to be? I think it's a strategic meeting.
And also, I think there's a lot, there's part of the reason that we're even having this conversation is because Ukraine wanted to join NATO, and NATO has pushed it off, and there's been back and forth, and maybe they'll let Ukraine in, maybe they won't. And one of the things that Vladimir Putin does not want is for Ukraine to be in NATO. He doesn't want to be bordered up with a NATO country.
Why? The other countries are all part of NATO, aren't they?
Eastern Bloc
countries?
Ukraine is so big, they probably, I don't know. I don't know what his reasoning is. I don't even know if anybody understands it.
He hates NATO. That's his number one.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
But one of the things that Zelensky said actually overnight is that he would be willing to cut, and he's been saying this kind of on and off for the last couple of days, is that he would be willing to give up his dreams of becoming a NATO country if Vladimir Putin were willing to come to the table. So if Putin's looking for an off-ramp, as a lot of the talking heads are like, oh, he just needs to figure out how to get out of this. Well, here it is. You can say we didn't want them to
get out of
NATO.
Shoot him.
But I don't think that's it for him. I think he's an ideologue who wants to rebuild the USSR, and he's got a military.
But then where does it stop?
So how does the world let him get away with this?
If Ukraine gives in and says, okay, we're going to not pursue ever being in NATO, and then Putin goes, okay, great, that's one of the things I want. But we know he also wants all of Ukraine, the territory, so he's not going to stop. Maybe he'll start up again a year from now, maybe 3 years from now.
Well, that's the worry, is that if, okay, so let's say they're not. He looks pretty embarrassed. Like, his military doesn't look as good as we would think the Russian military would look. And so would this be an opportunity for Putin to say, okay, you know what, we'll play here, we'll get out. But does that mean they regroup and they come back stronger? Do they fill the holes?
Do they make
deals with China?
So we're not learning our lessons well here. I thought it was interesting. The former president, what is his name, Poroshenko, said that once he gets done with Ukraine, he's going to go get Alaska.
That's what they're saying, is that former Russian territory, right? They want Alaska. I mean, he's not the only one to say it.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know. Poroshenko's not a good guy. I mean, he's a good guy now. He's fighting with the good guys. But, you know, there's so much corruption, and this is this is what a lot of people like on who are against war, both on the right and the left, are saying, is that there's so much corruption in Ukraine, and there is. Poroshenko is a corrupt guy. Zelensky, they thought, may be a corrupt guy. But, you know, now they're the good guys because they're fighting.
They're the good guys in the moment.
Yeah, right.
They're our friends today. Friends today, like the Chinese used to be our friends. They aren't our friends now. I'm not sure they ever really were our friends in the present incarnation, but they weren't our enemies, but they are now. And so, and the Russians are our enemy. This is a small planet. The Earth, when you look at the perspectives that, you know, when I talk every once in a while about astronomy and what those missions of the various, like the Webb satellite that's gone out and the ones that have been out before taking pictures of the universe, and we see what a small spot we have in the universe, and it becomes smaller and smaller the more you look at technology and how easy it is to travel around the world and to communicate with the rest of the world. This is a little tiny place, and we all, in order for it to survive, and if we want it to survive, I think most of us do, for our families, for children, for the next generation, and for generations to come, we need to fix this, because you cannot continue to have these sorts of abnormalities, these kinds of people in charge being able to do what they do.
One person can't disrupt the whole planet.
But then everybody has.
I know, and I'm saying that's why this needs to be a real lesson. And I think a lot of people think, oh well, the planet is so big because they don't travel. But when you travel, you realize how small the planet really is.
Yep.
And how close we are connected to each other. And if we don't take this lesson and this opportunity now, and I don't know what the end game is here, but one person, whether it's Putin or Kim Jong Fatty, I mean, it can't be, one person cannot be allowed to hold all the power to disrupt the rest of the planet. That has got to stop. No, it just has to.
You got to figure, you got to have some stronger people with some backbone, not chicken bones, for the move to fight the consequences of this stuff.
But like Jen said earlier, it all depends on who replaces Putin, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everything hinges upon, well, is it just another ex-KGB guy that takes over if Putin's dead?
And then you get in the conversation that we've always been in when America goes in some places and tries to rebuild a government or something like that, then all of a sudden we're accused of just forcing democracy on everybody. And so then you get all of that pent-up frustration.
Everybody voted for Putin, did you hear, in the last election?
Right. They have this faux democracy that they're all under, you know, living under this sort of, you know, it's a fable, basically. But, yeah, I mean, do you give real democracy? I mean, like in Ukraine, was Zelensky, he was democratically elected, so the rest of the world believes, right? But there are lots of rumors of how much money he's been having, you know, in his pocket who knows.
All right. Other stuff going on. There's an amendment that's been introduced. Rand Paul wants to get rid of Fauci. Where is that going to go, Jennifer?
I'm so sick of Rand Paul. Oh, please.
Where is it going?
I actually like this idea. So so basically right now, these appointed positions, they're supposed to have, you're supposed to be reappointed every whatever, however many years. And so this latest group have not been reappointed since 2016. And so Rand Paul made the argument, like, we need to follow the rules here. We need to make sure everybody's still up for their appointment. And so, you know, he has a very personal vendetta. Fauci and Rand Paul do not like each other.
They both need to go away.
But, you know, I got to say, I pull for Rand Paul on this one because I think Fauci has been overplayed and overused. And
overexposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's something to be said for that. All right. So anyway, the thrill is gone for masks. The thrill is gone for Fauci. the thrill is gone for COVID. So it's time to give it a rest. All right. So tell us before you go, Jennifer, the mosquitoes. There's a problem with mosquitoes on the East Coast and the West Coast. There's some pictures of huge mosquitoes that people are wondering, are they going to attack us on the East Coast this year? Now there are lab-grown mosquitoes. Why in the world?
I don't know. It just freaks me out. I guess science, right? That's what everybody says. But to combat the mosquito problem in California, they're growing these gigantic male mosquitoes in labs. And then they're going to release them. What could go wrong? And these male mosquitoes are supposed to mate. And then they're supposed to inject some sort of killer thing, which is going to kill off some of the mosquito population.
Yeah, because the males aren't the ones that transmit disease, and I don't even think males bite. I think it's all
leave it to the
women.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
The women, they eat their, they have sex with their partner, and then they eat them.
And like they can't drive their little mosquito cars. I know.
Exactly. Have you seen that car with 26 wheels, Jennifer?
The big long one? I like
it. Yeah.
It's
really?
It's got a helicopter. Okay. It's like got a helipad and a, like a jacuzzi in the back. It's pretty nice. Could live in it.
Yes. Oh, boy. Who came up with that?
Might be bigger than my house. Who knows?
16 past. Yeah, there you go. 16 past the hour of the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. Hey, today and this week, the Lucky 7 sale going on for St. Patrick's Day, which coincidentally happens to be tomorrow. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. So there's a big sale going on at Calitrin. You go to the website, toploss.com, and you order the normal 90-day supply. You'll get $21 off. That is $7 off each bottle. And then you can buy some more. You get a couple of months free with that deal. I think there, by now, ladies, you think that I've told the story about Calitrin well enough, long enough? We always have new listeners, so maybe I have to explain a little bit about how...
Yeah, explain how it works, because collagen, everybody knows that's a buzzy word, but how can collagen actually help with weight loss?
Well, it's collagen protein, it's digestive enzymes, it's aloe vera all together, and what they do is they work when you're asleep to repair your body, rebuild the muscle that you lost, because let's face it, when you lose a lot of weight, you get a little flabby. I mean, you're usually flabby, that's why you want to lose the weight, but if you don't really rigorously exercise, then the stuff is going to turn your body pale for a while. And so that's why this stuff works. The ingredients, the combination of ingredients, help you to rebuild the lean muscle tissue in your body. The quality of ingredients here, the all-natural side of this, is really fabulous. The FDA has approved of this product, are going to approve of it when you use it, like 86% of the other people that have used it. So if you're on a diet and you've lost some weight or you've done an exercise thing or whatever it is that you've done to lose the weight, now save yourself. Help yourself by getting onto the Calitrin program. Go to toploss.com, their website. Use the DJV code this week for the Lucky 7 sale for St. Patrick's Day. Every bottle of Calitrin is $7 off. Plus, you get the extra 2 months free with the deal. Check it out now. Toploss.com, exit code DJV.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Kirshner is here, the lady with superpower, overviewing what's going on our social media, the trending things that everybody wants to talk about, including what The Rock is having for breakfast. Yum! We'll get to that after this. If you haven't had breakfast yet, we'll give you the recipe right after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Okay, Jay, let's get to what The Rock has for breakfast. He doesn't eat rocks. But it pretty much everything else it looks like. What's in the kitchen?
Well, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he's been pretty open about eating healthy most days out of the week, but also acknowledging that you have to cheat, too, and eat the things you like, and Sundays are his cheat days. However, over the weekend, he had a really big workout, I guess. So he had his power and energy breakfast before the training, 6 a.m. He posts the picture. It is sirloin steak, egg whites, oatmeal with papaya, 5 slices of English muffins with peanut butter and jelly, and an energy drink.
Wow.
Can you imagine eating that much, even half of that at 6 a.m.? Good grief.
Yum. Well, I don't care much for steak and eggs, but oatmeal is good. I had some oatmeal over the weekend, and I haven't had peanut butter and jelly for a long time, but that's one of my faves as well. So, yeah, having that stuff for breakfast, it's kind of good for you. When the oatmeal stuff, oatmeal is really good. But for you, lots of different ways. It's really, Very good. I don't have as much as I would like. When I'm on the road and I have an opportunity, if sometimes on the plane they have it for breakfast, sometimes the place where I was staying this weekend had it, so it was good. Good, 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 good. All right, Kourtney Kardashian and in vitro fertilization. How do they go together? What's the story?
Yeah, with the Kardashians' new Hulu show, there was a teaser that made its way to Instagram. It was leaked, and then it was taken down. But in this teaser, there's an area where Kourtney Kardashian is talking with her mom, Kris Jenner, and discussing how she was doing IVF, and it made her gain a lot of weight. She was also talking about the social media backlash she was getting from people saying, like, oh, you've gained a lot of weight. Is that a pregnant belly I see? To one, she even clapped back with, you know, are we going to discuss my body every time I post a picture? Well, it turns out it was IVF. She had gained weight, but also the medication she was taking for it put her into, like, an early menopause. She started having menopause-like symptoms.
How old is she?
The complete opposite of
42?
What she's wanting to get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 42. I have friends who've done IVF. I've never heard anything like this. I wonder if it's just how her body reacted badly to the IVF. I don't know. That's horrible. And, yeah, everyone needs to just stop commenting on women's bodies. You don't know what someone's going through. You know, it's just enough already.
Well, a lot of people, because of COVID, had problems, and dealing with those, there needs to be more sympathy and less judgment. I'm with you on that 100%. 28 after the hour here on the non-judgmental DJV program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Peace talks continue under Russian bombs Wednesday. President Zelensky conceded his country will not join NATO as part of the talks. The Ukraine leader says this may have given some hope to peace.
It is difficult but important, as any war ends with an agreement. The meetings continue, and I am informed the positions during the negotiations already sound more realistic.
Multiple prime ministers from the European Union and NATO visited Zelensky Tuesday for a show of solidarity. Slovenian Prime Minister Janez Janša after the meeting.
We are also here to tell you that you're not alone. Your fight is our fight, and together we will prevail. Slava Ukraini.
Glory be to Ukraine. As the Senate progressed a bill to end daylight savings time, it should be noted Americans hated the idea back in the 1970s. The bill now heads to Congress. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Protected by the Constitution, Ohio is allowing its citizens to carry concealed weapons without a permit.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed legislation allowing residents to carry concealed firearms without a permit. It's the latest in a string of states to authorize what supporters of gun rights call constitutional carry. The measure approved by the state's legislature last month will allow residents over the age of 21 to carry a weapon without undergoing training or a background check. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ukraine President Zelensky will address Congress today. Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, said Tuesday on Newsmax that what Ukrainian President Zelensky needs from the United States right now is equipment, not troops.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing from President Zelensky. We heard from him about 9 or 10 days ago. And what he needs is he needs our support. He doesn't need American troops. What he needs is our equipment. He needs our planes. And then the Ukrainian people are going to show up. They're doing their job. They're fighting the Russians. So I'm very proud that Zelensky has rallied his country like he has. We got to show up, and we can't be slow at it. Biden has been slow at it. Biden's wanted to stop the planes coming from Poland. That's wrong. But there's other pieces of equipment we can give them to defend themselves, and we've got to do everything we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm the Dougster, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Today we celebrate freedom. Freedom! Free again. Freedom of Information Day. I think it's a real problem. With real information and knowing what is true and what isn't. This Freedom of Information Day, we think about March 16th, the birthday of former President James Madison. This day is supposed to ensure that you are aware of what the government is doing, providing necessary information. That's what the government is supposed to do. That's its primary job, you know. People say, well, it's to govern. No, it's not really. It's to make you understand what's going on. And we see how badly that's being done now. How many of you really feel like you do every day understand what's going on? Government is so big, so complex. There's so much information. How is it we keep up with it? We trust people, supposedly. That's why we have this system. because we trust those that we elect to represent us. And we know that isn't really what happens for the most part. And then we get all excited when we see something like the Daylight Savings Time bill push its way through Congress and then realize that it doesn't seem to serve what most people want to have served when it comes to straightening out the problem. So there are more complex problems that are created instead of fixed by government. And I guess that under the circumstances, as we see governments that are run by people, people like secrets, the Freedom of Information Act, what is it, FOIA, I think, Freedom of Information Act. We have, even on a local level here in my community, huge problems with information, at least we have had in the last 4 years, and people are filing these requests left and right, and you have no idea how complicated it is to get even meetings, minutes of meetings, or discussions that people have. You know, they, if you get an email from somebody in your city, it'll be marked with a disclaimer at the end, basically telling you in about four paragraphs that the requirement is that everything be transparent and you should have access to all this information and here's how you get it. But once you try it, you realize how ridiculous those claims are that you can get at the information. It'll take you forever and a day. If either of the two of you, Jay or Victoria, ever filed for a Freedom of Information Act request?
When I worked in a newsroom, yeah, I mean, it wasn't just me, but we were, you know, collectively looking for information to do various news stories. But, yeah,
how'd that work for you?
Well, we eventually got the information, I guess, right? I mean, I wasn't directly involved. Like I said, I wasn't the one filling out the paperwork. But, yeah, I mean, it's an arduous process, I guess. I think certain news outlets who do it all the time probably have a bit of a more of a streamlined system than maybe like an individual who wants to get something from City Hall that could take longer.
I was going to ask, what's the turnaround time for something like that?
I think it depends on what you're looking for, because the Freedom of Information Act, when a couple of years ago, if you're looking for something like, say, from the Mueller report, that could take years.
Yep.
And then if you're looking for something like local statistics, well, it's also, it's just red tape. It's just typical bureaucracy and how long it takes certain people to, you know, get signed off on this, and then they go to the next person. It's just, you know, it's red tape. But I don't know. I mean, should it just be one big database that, you know, yes, but who has the time or resources for that? No one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A moment of silence for Tracy Braxton, who passed away at the age of 50. Wow. Esophageal cancer. Is she a smoker? Is that what?
I don't know. She was a singer in the Braxton family group. So yeah. I don't know if she was a smoker. But certainly they all have amazing voices, and they've been kind of a staple of reality TV families. And
it
plus,
really,
Toni Braxton is the real breakout star,
yeah, right,
you know,
star
from The Family.
Yeah, it really amazes me how many people who are singers smoke.
I know, right? It's
yeah, I mean, how does that work? Frank Sinatra smoked all of his life, and yet he was able to maintain his voice pretty much. And you see it more and more. The guy who died that was a member of the Rolling Stones, what is it, Charlie? Wasn't it
Charlie Watts yep.
who died?
Yeah.
He had esophageal cancer as well. He'd had cancer three or four times during his life. I remember listening to a couple of the other members of the Rolling Stones talk about him and what he went through and how he beat it, et cetera, et cetera. He stopped smoking when he was in his 40s. But at that time, you know, there seems to be counterintuitive information about smoking. My mother died because she smoked at the age of 50. There are some people who seem to be able to give it up, and their body recovers. You hear that a lot from people who are sort of thoracic experts, that the body can recover if you stop smoking. And then there are others, like my mother, who smoked the kind of tobacco products that had tar in them, and the tar seals up those little things in the lungs where the oxygen actually is exchanged. And they cannot be cleansed, and they can't be fixed. And so when you look at the ingredients, I don't know, do people even look anymore? When I buy food, I look at the ingredients now. When you buy tobacco products, you look at the ingredients, because all of them are different. They add different things, and most of them are aimed at getting you hooked. Wasn't it yesterday we were talking about how these insidious bastards from the tobacco companies give product free to various and sundry
like drug dealers
groups. Yeah, know? They are like drug dealers.
Or the vape pens that are supposed to be healthier but still contain nicotine.
They're even worse. Honestly, they contain, like, one of those vape pens is like 20 cigarettes. It is so much more nicotine, and then when you add in the chemicals and that vitamin E acetate that's just ruining lungs. I drove by a high school yesterday, and the kids were all getting out of school, so I was stopped in traffic, and it was just a puff of smoke. It was mostly, it was all boys, too, and a lot of women don't smoke anymore. Like, women's smoking has dropped way off, but it was all these high school boys. Puffing away on their vapes, and I'm like, dude, you guys are not going to be able to breathe by the time you're 25.
Killing yourself.
It's crazy.
You're killing yourself. Here's a lady who's 102 who tells why it is that she... this name, lady's name, Lily Bullen. She's a grandmother to 5, great-grandmother to 4, celebrating her 102nd birthday, downing shots of tequila. She credits her spunk to tequila, Domino's pizza, Greg's sausage rolls, and cream cakes. There you go.
There you go.
What? It doesn't. There's a point to looking and being careful about what you eat, but there's also, you know, your bodies are all different, and there are some things that there's a common reaction to, like if you have too much, you smoke too much, you drink too much, that sort of thing, or eat too much. But you know. Some bodies react better to dairy, let's say, than others. Some react differently to sugar than others. I think it's pretty universal, alcohol and tobacco. And I don't know whether marijuana fits into that or not. I don't know as much as
I think it's been studied enough, right, long term.
Yeah,
I mean, some people, it is kind of infuriating, right? Some people who are total health nuts will die at like 60. And then there are other people. My grandfather was in his late 90s. His favorite foods were hot dogs and beans. He had been in the Navy and never got over hot dogs and beans. Loved that. Chocolate ice cream with chocolate syrup. Donuts, pastries. Loved some, you know, some cocktails. I mean, just not a smoker. He was never a smoker. He was always an athlete. But, I mean, well into his 90s. And he just died of old age. Never had cancer. Never had anything. It's just, some people are just really immune. This lady's 102, and she can do Jaeger bombs. More power
to
you.
What is a Jaeger bomb?
It's Jägermeister, dropped into beer. I hate Jaeger, so
a Red Bull. Red Bull, that's what it is.
Well, before Red Bull came along, a Jaeger bomb was something else. But anyway, I don't like Jägermeister. It tastes gross. It tastes like licorice.
It's like licorice.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's nasty.
But hey, good for her. And you know, the thing that the family said, at age 99, she went ice skating for the first time and loved it.
God love her.
99 to be ice skating. I don't know that I'd want great grandma doing that because, you know, you slip and fall and that's game over just one time. So that's a dangerous sport for her.
The Fed has said it's going to increase the interest rate. You notice that?
Yep.
Looking at that.
Did
and
they
then
decide on how much yet?
I think they're fiddling with a quarter of a point, stuff like that. You know, you have slowed down inflation a little bit. Meanwhile, the pick for a federal regulator, a lady named Sarah Raskin, has withdrawn her nomination to become the top regulator at the Fed. There were some senators that said no matter what, she's been attacked on a number of different levels. Both Democrats and Republicans say, you know, it's pretty unusual for somebody who's put in. They're usually vetted pretty well, and then you know they go through the ups and downs.
Well, Joe Manchin wouldn't vote for her because she had made comments about how the economy. She made correlations between the economy and climate change, and you know he's so in bed with all his family money, millions of dollars comes from coal. So you're never gonna win Joe Manchin over on anything about you know anti-fossil fuels or promoting climate change. He's just not gonna budge. I just don't even understand why he's a Democrat.
Because not all Democrats are the same. It's not all Republicans are the same.
But his entire philosophy, as a Democrat, speaking as a Democrat, his
entire
philosophy goes away.
A lot of blue dog Democrats. Yeah, a lot of blue dog Democrats. I'm right on the same page as he are, but they don't dare stand up to Pelosi. That's the problem. You know, they don't think for themselves. Meanwhile, Clayton Eckert. Wait a minute. I should have done this with Jennifer, right? Because you guys are not watching The Bachelor. This guy.
She isn't watching it either.
You know, she's not. So it's just like.
I don't even know who this guy is. Is he the new bachelor?
No, he's the old one. He left single. He's the only one who's left in the show's history without having a mate, which I find interesting. Isn't that the whole purpose?
Yeah, even
the
gay guy left with a girlfriend, so.
Don't forget the DJV download with pearls of wisdom like that every day. Download it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dave from Three's Company here with Chuck Curry as our movie man, our movie moments on the DJV program. 53 past the hour, Wednesday. All right, so Chuck Curry, why are we engrossed in this theme from a great television show?
This week in TV history, Doug, March 15, 1977, Three's Company premiered on ABC. It ran from 77 to 84. Starred John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, Joyce DeWitt, Norman Fell. Interesting show because it was a very good show, very well received. It still plays extremely well in some forms of syndication, but they turned the complete cast over as the show went on. The staple was always John Ritter, but then they brought on an actress named Priscilla Barnes, Jenny Lee Harrison, and instead of Norman Fell, they brought in Don Knotts, and the show was equally as good, if not even better. John Ritter was a really good physical comedian, and that was a really good show. So it premiered this day, or yesterday, 1977. I was a fan. Did you like that show?
Nah, I didn't care much for those kinds of shows.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah. Some of the good show. I think more women like than men. That's no comment on you and your sexuality.
My husband watches it constantly. It's on reruns really? All the time. Oh, my God.
I would actually say that Three's Company sort of paved the way for shows like Two and a Half Men because it had that same very adult oriented, somewhat sexist humor, but it was very good. And I remember Lucille Ball doing a retrospective special on Three's Company saying it was one of her all time favorite television shows. She loved that show.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Now we've been studying what The Rock eats for breakfast. I wonder if you know how much
I
he
don't.
Eats. Jay,
care.
You want to inform Chucker as to what
care,
the Rock's breakfast are?
The steak and eggs.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. oatmeal with papaya, yeah. five slices of English muffins with peanut butter and jelly, and an energy drink because, obviously.
He's got to stay in shape for all those movies. I think he's doing four movies this year, isn't he? Are you following that? I believe he's doing four movies. He's in production.
How many for Netflix? He's doing a lot of streaming stuff. I want to point this out because I'm going to have Victoria read something. Netflix reported that 53 million people worldwide over the weekend watched this new Ryan Reynolds movie. What is it called? The Adam Project? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The name of it, yeah.
I don't believe that stat at all. So I sent Victoria this text of somebody that wrote this on Twitter that got a big reaction. I've been saying this for a long time. Go ahead, Victoria, read that.
So the quote is, Netflix is in a moment where it's creating movies we previously defined as relatively safe theatrical bets and franchise makers, like The Adam Project, and then quickly move on. They're being watched, but there's little to no fanfare happening anywhere. It creates a Netflix effect. I think that that's right. Because you see, like, the Batman right now, right? It's in theaters only, and it is creating a buzz, and there's a fandom that's building for it. So, yeah, I do think that Netflix movies, however great they may be, they do tend to kind of come and go because we're not driving to a theater, and it's not probably ingrained in us, the experience.
And there's very little marketing on that specific project. Like, if they had a big marketing campaign for this movie, then I could say, okay, maybe there'd be some legs in terms of it's building a fandom or a legacy, but there's none. See, that's the issue. And I just think movies that play and nobody's going to remember, I think long term that's a massive problem for the model of streaming.
Of course it is.
Thoughts on that, Doug?
Yeah, it is, frankly. I was looking at how they pushed back. I got a couple of things here for you, Chuck. The Flash's new movie release date, the tribute to Michael Keaton's Batman, is now pushed to the next summer, not this summer.
It was supposed to come out in November, which would have been a Thanksgiving Christmas release, and they pushed it back to all the way back to almost mid-year. They say because it has a lot of special effects shots. They also did that with Aquaman, too. They pushed that from a Christmas release to next year. So, I mean, that's a bummer, not only for fans, but for theaters.
The cool thing, though, is that it'll actually be June 23rd of 2023. That will be the 34th anniversary of the debut of Michael Keaton's Batman, which was June 23rd of 1989. So it's kind of a nice tribute to Michael Keaton, who is still the fan favorite Batman.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I can't wait. I'm very much looking forward to that film. You know, Michael Keaton's also going to appear in a Batgirl movie, which is produced solely for HBO Max. And now that the Batman's in theaters for now 12 days, so that would be in 33 days, it'll be on HBO Max to stream.
I don't know. Streaming. I see there's a sharp uptick in paid online video subscriptions to all that original content that's going over there that we can't see in a movie theater. I find it annoying, frankly. But that's just me. I'm obviously in the minority most of the time. Tony's moving in the minority here.
No, I agree with you on this one.
Good job.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.